Our U.S. ag producers are facing many challenges and issues, and they're like climbing a steep mountain. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. That is a good way of putting it, climbing a mountain of issues that our U.S. ag producers are facing. Bob Wirth is the past president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. We talked about all the challenges facing our U.S. ag producers while standing in front of the mountains in Denver, Colorado.
It's a mountain climb is what it is. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's tough. I mean, we don't have a farm bill. We're just taking the extension, and we're just working on trying to get a farm bill to get a Title I, some updates on that.
Yes.
And we need to, you know, work on the crop insurance. We need trade improvements. We map an FMD. We need to have that increased in funding because it hasn't been increased for 20 years, I believe. So, you know, with the inflation, it's probably half of what it was at that time. So we just need all this stuff. So we need a farm bill, but it's going to be tough to get one done.
I know you and I were talking a year ago at Commodity Classic. Hey, we were pretty excited we were going to get something done. The House was really leaning towards that. The Senate, we had some issues dragging feet. I bring that up because we have new leadership now in place and some strong leadership in Minnesota that are ranking members with Senator Klobuchar, Congresswoman Craig. And that's some two strong voices for agriculture.
Oh, extremely strong voices, and these are what we really need, and they're both very pro-ag, they're both pro renewable fuels, and they understand agriculture very well. And if they don't understand it, they call us and talk to them. And so that is really good, and it's exciting that they are in the leadership roles. And I think G.T. Thompson is going to be good on the House. He always has been. And Senator Bozeman is going to be very good on the Senate side.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.